Kieran Harrison. Kieran, your assessment, because you know we knew they were going to be an half-decent side because they put you out last season, but I thought on paper the squad were going to be far superior and it's turned out to be 0-0. Give us your assessment.
Yeah, like I say, I think that's what probably got in some of the lads' head, really. They beat him twice last year. Well, not beat him twice. Got drew and then got a replay and beat him in the replay. So I just don't think we were good enough today. I try to play football out from the back, don't get me wrong. And I think Saturday was perfect because, you know, we played Bolmier, same league as Lye. And you know, we bopped it about, beat him 3-1, I think it was. And we played some really good stuff. But then, obviously, today, I think it's just one of them things where it is the first game and it means something. Everyone, you know, there's a bit of arguing going on, and yeah, it's just one of them things. I think hopefully Tuesday we can go there and beat them, but hopefully it's you know, we start kicking on from there now. We did play some good football at times, but also as well we created chances and we've not scored. I mean, I think they had one chance from our mistake, and I've made a little, you know, probably a quite comfortable save, but other than that, I don't think they threatened us at all. And we've had probably, what, 5-6 chances maybe?
I think their goalkeeper was the busier of the two, yeah. You know, especially in the second half. The header, which he pulled off, I thought, a really good save to push it over the bar.
Yeah, but
you weren't tested like that.
No, well, that's the thing. And I think Scott, the gaffer said it before kickoff. Make sure that he's the busier keeper and put your chances away. But we've got the chances and we haven't done it again. I think Gaffer said on the pitch after, I don't know if you saw, but he had us out. It kept us out for a bit longer. And, you know, he said it there again. Are we going to have the same problems as last year by not scoring goals? So hopefully that isn't the case. But, you know, we've got to go again Tuesday and hopefully score a couple of goals and win the game.
Well, there's been some additions to the squad, hasn't there? Yeah. Cadeau's come in. He looks a good player. Yeah. He looks strong on the ball. Was a couple of their players that bounced off him a few times, and then he had a lovely shot which dipped, and their goalkeeper again had to scoop it away. Yeah. So how close are you to thinking, okay, there's got to be a little bit of change in the first 11? Will, do you think he'll mix it up for Tuesday, or do you think he'll have one eye on next week for the start of the league?
No, well, FA Cup, as we said, like I say again, we said this before kickoff, I don't think Kidsgrove have got past the first game that they've played in the FA Cup for the past 3-4 years maybe, 2019 I think Gaffer said. So we've got to win the game, put the best team out we can, probably, in my personal opinion, change it up, and yeah, some fresh legs, and we've got to go there and win the game. It's as simple as that. Forget Saturday. Tuesday's a bigger game because, you know, we've got to get through the next round of the FA Cup. That's what brings the money in for the club, and you know, the FA Cup memories that you get, you've only got to look at the TV and all the non-league clubs that have got further and further on in the league, in the rounds, and you know, it's where you want to be, isn't it? You know,
it is exactly where you want to be. But your club have got a few issues, in as much as you have a lot of first team players in that squad.
Yeah.
And some of the players who aren't playing, they're going to become vocal sooner rather than later and say,
definitely,
I deserve a starting place.
Definitely. And I think, to be honest, that's probably a good thing for the gaffer, because, like you say, today it's probably been a few poor performances, but he knows he can look around him and go, well, you know, you've got your chance now on Saturday, or on Tuesday, sorry. And they've got to take him. That's why it's so good. Like, it's the same for me and Ryan. He had that chat with us before kickoff, and luckily I've got the shirt today, but, you know, if I'd had a bad game, I know I've got Ryan to come in, or I'm going to be sitting on the bench. So it's just one of them things.
It's competition for places, yeah, Kieran, isn't it? And they're trying to create that all over the pitch here. And to do that, you've got to have at least sort of 20-22 players.
Well, that's it. And it's down to the lads whether they stay or go. I think he's going to keep probably 20-22 players. Obviously, we've still got Kyle Stubbs, who's injured for the season. But that's what good teams have. They have a good squad. And I think we've got a good squad. It's just knowing us, you know, starting 11 and getting that right for especially next Saturday in the league, like you say. But we've got to go there on Tuesday and beat them.
Well, Scott's saying that this season is going to be more difficult than last season in many ways. I mean, Macclesfield, everybody knew they'd win it last year. They went on to do that. And then you replace Macclesfield with a bootloo splash in the cash.
Yeah.
How difficult do you think it's going to be for Kidsgrove to finish in the playoffs? Or is that a realistic realistic ambition that you think you can get there?
Well, look, I mean, can't play football and go into a season and not think you're going to go up. My personal opinion, you want to win the league. I know that's, it's over a long period of time, but we've got to try at least to get into the playoffs. Like Gaffer's said to me when he sat me down before signing, you know, they finished 10th and then 8th in the last 2 years, got to now go and push on and get into the playoffs. So yeah, I mean, like you say, we've got the players for it. It's just whether we're going to score goals and actually get there.
Well, the final question now, because you were here a couple of years ago when Kidsgrove had that reputation for being hard, physical, long ball. He's trying to change it up, and I've been here a couple of times now, and it's lovely to watch some of the football you put together. It's quite breathtaking at times, the way you move the ball. I mean, from a goalkeeper's point of view, how do you like it. Strong at the back, booting forward. I mean, would you like getting the ball down?
I love getting the ball. I mean, I don't know if you've, well, you've probably noticed from here, but I'm always on the edge of the D. I want to try and get on the ball, and I want to try and spread it out to the right back, left back. And then when I've got the ball in my hands, if I can play quick and hit the wingers, you know, even at the strikers now and again. The first half, I think I threw it out to Jake on the halfway line, and he's, you know, nice little bit of passes, and we got a chance on goal. So look, in parts it does work and it will work, but it's then we've got to finish the chances, and that's where we are lacking at the moment. And
you've always fancied yourself as a footballer. I noticed with the outside of the right foot, yeah, that long clearance, yeah, but it very, very nearly came off.
Well, that's it. I mean, like I say, it doesn't not bother me one bit playing football. I can play right foot, left foot. I played a couple of one in the second half with my left foot. I picked out the midfield player with my left foot on the left down here. So yeah, it doesn't bother me one bit. But now we've got to have the confidence from that. Look, we haven't played it as best we can. We've played better in pre-season, and this is where it counts now. But we know we can play better football. It's just now taking it into these competitive games and, you know, doing it and scoring and getting it finished off. Whether Gaffer keeps the players he's got or gets somebody else in, another striker, then that's totally up to him. But yeah, we've got to start finishing balls off.